Good evening. My name is Nate Kaczmarek, and I have the privilege of directing the Article I Initiative and the Regulatory Transparency Project for the Federal Society. Before I get started with my remarks, I'd just like to say how happy I was when I looked at the schedule for this evening and I realized that my remarks would be the lone thing standing between all of you and the cocktail hour. But we do have exciting updates from Article I and RTP, and I'm pleased to share them with you this evening. I'll start with Article I and the results of this year's writing contest. As you know, Article I is focused on driving a nationwide conversation about our first branch. In addition to the videos, papers, podcasts, and events that many of your chapters hosted this year, we also launched our second annual writing contest back in August. This year's theme was Ambition Counteracting Ambition, Enduring Principle, or Failed Experiment. And we received a wide range of answers to this important question from across the country. The winners were selected by an all-star judge panel consisting of Professor Lillian Bouvier, Ambassador Boyden Gray, and the Honorable Chris DeMuth. The judges reviewed each entry without knowledge of who submitted it. Our four prize-winning essays impressively answered the call of our question, and each one is distinctive and interesting in their own right. The winners will each receive cash prizes, and their essays will be posted on our website soon. Our two honorable mentions this year were Jordan Speer, who is a Marine Infantry Officer for the United States Marine Corps, and Patrick Hume, who is an International Relations graduate student at the University of California, San Diego. Our second place finisher was Daniel Becker, a student at Wake Forest University School of Law. And now for our winner. The winning entry was titled, Ambition Can Still Be Made to Counteract Ambition, Just Not in the Way Madison Envisioned. While our judges can be a critical and exacting bunch, let me share the following three quick notes of praise that they offered regarding this essay. One of our judges said it is a smart, sophisticated, well-organized, and demonstrated an impressive grasp of literature from ancient to modern. Another judge said that the paper has a clear discussion of Chevron and non-delegation, is persuasive as a trigger for change. And lastly, the paper offers persuasive analysis of how we got to today, along with a couple plausible suggestions for how we can restore true self-government. Our winner is a student at Notre Dame Law School, where he serves as a membership coordinator for our chapter there. He is the vice president of the St. Thomas More Society. He received degrees in both political science and philosophy from the University of Michigan. Currently, he is a Mount Vernon Fellow at the Center for American Greatness. Please join me in congratulating Dion Kathawa. Dion, please come up.